Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Welcome back to Right Side. I'm Amy Beth with Allison and JP. Did you guys ever see the documentary on Lynyrd Skynyrd?
I have not.
Worth it. Watch it.
Really?
It's really good.
What's so good?
Just, I don't even know, except they had quite the community. I mean, it's just a mess. They were a mess, but there was also this genius in them and their story writing and the effect that they had on places where they played. And then the absolute tragic loss in the plane crash. But it was a really good documentary.
I'll have to check it out.
Highly recommend.
Big Lynyrd Skynyrd guy myself.
Yeah, I really like him. I really am sad that happened all that time ago. But anyway, interesting. Every time I hear the song, I forget to ask you guys if you've seen it. So watch it this weekend.
Probably won't, but I'm glad it's good.
It's okay. You know what?
I might
Thank
try.
You for being honest.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Listen,
but
it's fine.
Hey, sometimes, I mean, I do need new things. You've suggested a lot of really good things, different shows. So I trust you.
Thank you, Allison. Lynyrd Skynyrd. Okay, so guess what, guys?
What?
It's that time of the day.
What time?
Guess who's on the phone?
Is it Jeffro from Indiana?
Perhaps it is.
It could be.
There you are.
Where in the world is Jeff?
Well, Jeff is at the 22-mile marker and on I-65 in Tennessee, passing the Tennessean truck stop.
Oh, no, right where you are.
Go Vols.
I bet you do. But you know, you talking about this acreage that Bill Gates has got and everything. It, in this perspective, it's really not that much. It's little over 400 square miles. And at one time, my family, we had just a little under 600, just a little over 600 acres, and 640 acres is a square mile. So if you figure out what Bill Gates has, it would be like a mile-wide path from Nashville, Tennessee to the Gulf of America, basically. 1 mile wide and 400 miles long.
So, considering that, Jeff from Indiana, what are his intentions with those acres and miles?
Well, it's a good investment, actually. It really is. Look how much price of housing and everything has went up here and lately and everything. And ground. Ground is one of those things where you know, just going to keep going up in value because they don't have it just so much of it. And everybody's population grows and more people want this, that, and everything else. So, yeah, it's a really good investment.
That's what my husband says. He's like, I mean, they're not making any more of it, so it's not a bad investment.
It's not. I guess my concern is that he's the nation's largest farmland owner. And because of the views that he holds, I am concerned. Because you're right.
Yeah,
it's not that much, but it is farmland. And it's usable farmland that he may or may not be using well.
Well, the government will pay him not to use it, basically. He does.
You're right.
Because, they got the set-aside programs and everything. So, yeah, if you can just turn it back into forest, then if you turn it back into a classified forest, you wouldn't even have to pay taxes on it, really. So you could turn your farmland into classified forest and probably get paid not to even farm it. So
maybe he is just a genius.
He is that.
Maybe this is all, we're way overthinking this.
You think?
And it's just about the money and the investment and the tax credit and the write-off.
Maybe it's going to sell to the Chinese. Who knows?
Okay, Jeff.
The Chinese. where do they build computers at? You know, where does all these Windows computers come from? Basically, so
well,
most of it I think comes from China.
I don't know. I think it's fair to be concerned if Bill Gates is the one that's owning the land. I understand what Jeff's saying about in the grand scheme, it may not be that much, but if the guy owning it wasn't constantly talking about depopulation, I may be a little bit less concerned. I am more concerned in the grand scheme about China, but there seems to be a connection between Bill Gates and China, like Jeff just said. So although it's not that much overall, maybe the depopulation guy being the largest farm owner in America is not a great, I don't know. It causes you some suspicion. I'll just say that at the very least.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, well, like I say, you look at all the rich people who's beholden to China because that's where they get their cheap labor from now, because they're not going to get any cheap labor here, even though the tariffs are cutting into that. You can't even find somebody working at Mickey D's for less than $15, $16 an hour. So what does a productive factory worker want to make, you know, compared to what they're going to make in China?
That's fair.
Yep.
Jeff Rowe, we appreciate you calling in. Let me know and call in anytime. We'll gladly take your call.
Y'all have a good one.
You too. See you, man.
Allison, you had some breaking news. It had to do with a story that we're all over, but it's a big deal.
I totally forgot what it is.
Epstein.
What, that they voted on it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
They just did the vote.
Sorry, that was very anticlimactic. Somebody else take over.
Well,
JP.
First of all, Trump, was it yesterday or the day before, pretty much put up True Social and said, just vote for the Epstein files to be released after fighting it for so long. But Massey and Ro Khanna's bill that brought it to the floor for a vote has passed. 211 Democrats, 216 Republicans for 427 total. There was one no, and I don't know who the one no was. Oh, yeah, yes. That's right. It was Higgins. Higgins from Louisiana was the one no. There was three Democrats that didn't vote, two Republicans that didn't vote. Man.
Who were the Republicans that didn't vote?
I'm not seeing on here. I'd have to look it up.
So was this a vote to see if they wanted to vote to release it?
No.
Or is this the vote to release it? So now it goes to the Senate?
Yeah, this was the vote to release all of the Epstein files, which have already been going through Oversight Committee. But if this passes, then you just stop the oversight and just release all of it, kind of like what they did with JFK and MLK, RFK, which Trump could do that now. So it makes you wonder why, you know, if he's saying, yeah, if you bring it to my desk, I'll sign it in, just get this over with and release it, then he can just release it today. Like, he didn't even need a vote from Congress. But
maybe he wants everybody on record.
So
voting one
that's
way
a good point.
Other.
So now Higgins is going to have to go back to his constituents and saying, you were the only one that voted
to. Can you imagine going
which means
home this
he,
weekend?
Like, help build the island.
I'm
kidding. I do not know that.
It's certainly a choice.
Allegedly, I am just wondering why you would vote no.
We're getting a text in from Graham from Meridianville that says the Senate actually just approved the Epstein release by unanimous consent.
Oh, wow.
Stop.
Wow. That's big news.
So if this is true, then looks like it's going to be going to Trump's desk ASAP. Yeah, I'm seeing 10 minutes ago, Senate passed the Epstein Files Transparency Act just moments after it was sent over from the House by unanimous consent. So now it's on to President Trump's desk.
Okay.
Okay. So question.
Yes, ma'am.
Is this going to be a nothing burger?
Well, it makes you wonder because Trump for so long had been fighting it and calling it a hoax. So I guess the question is, was this just him saying, I don't know, it's going to come out anyways, or is there something behind it?
Which is funny, none of this happened until he came out and said, just release it. So has he been the gatekeeper the whole time?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I haven't even had caffeine, but I am awake.
I am so impressed.
Yeah. So maybe maybe this just gave them enough time to burn the pages that they didn't want out. I'm telling y'all, my brain goes crazy places, but something's up because this has been a no and no and no and no and no and no and no. And all of a sudden, the floodgates are open. I don't.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals, all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
I mean, have there been the conversations behind closed doors in the Senate dining room of, we're so sorry, we're going to have to put this out, guys? I mean, I don't know that it's going to be much of anything, except we talked about this last week. The women and the men who were trafficked and who were abused got nothing.
Nothing.
And now we find out that the people we think were skeevy have been skeevy all along. And all the women in the room were like, we told you. And the men are like, we're not surprised. So why the change? I think that's a great pickup that he said it. And now they're like, all right, fine.
And will it feed the beast? Because there's a clip of Trump talking about the same clip where he says, just, you know, whatever, release it, it's fine. He goes on to talk about how even all they released on JFK wasn't enough. All they released on Martin Luther King Jr. wasn't enough. So is this going to be enough? I think my guess is Trump is just at the end of it. He's like, maybe thought it would go away. And he tried really hard to make it go away. And he says in that clip, I can't get anything done because this is all anybody's talking about. So maybe he's just throwing his hands up, like you said, JP, and like, forget it, whatever, do it, let the chips fall where they may. We'll take out all the foreign agents that were part of this. You won't see that part. But I don't know. I'll be curious to see how the victims respond as well.
I mean, that guy who was a model, and I don't know for whom, but it was a, you know, well-known guy, has been out there really talking about that. You know, he said men were trafficked too. I was trafficked. Here's my story.
I haven't seen that.
And it's been on my Insta feed. And there is the victims are speaking out, but it'll be interesting. You're right, to hear tomorrow and tonight, even now, what are they saying? Because it opens up that conversation, that greater human trafficking, sex trafficking. We all kind of know about it, but Epstein feels far away. And like our earlier guest, Jared Hudson, pointed out, it's happening all around us.
Yeah.
It's a much bigger issue than we realize.
And what happens when, you know, everybody years ago saw the flight logs, which we weren't even sure if they were flight logs, an actual, you know, John Roberts was on the flight log. If that turns out, I mean, what do you do when the Supreme Court Chief Justice is actually in these documents on that list? Like, this could be total mayhem.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it really could be.
It could go either way. But good on them. Let's just get it out there. It's exactly like I always say. It's like when you go to your kid's bedroom and the door's locked and you knock. Yeah. Hey, come open the door. Okay. Give me a minute. And you know, the longer you stand there, they could be reading their Bibles, but you're like, you're not acting like you're reading your Bible. So maybe this is just furthered the hysteria and there's nothing there and we're going to move on.
I have the people who did not vote.
That's what you've been typing, Kat, on?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm seeing Beyer, Donald Beyer from, let's see, New Jersey. Or voted not voting, or Virginia, excuse me. Kassar from Texas.
Republican or Democrat?
These are all of them. Garbarino, Republican from New York. Rulli, Republican from Ohio. Cheryl, Democrat from New Jersey. And then Womack, Republican from Arkansas. So it looks like all of the Alabama delegation on both sides voted yay. So I don't know. Higgins has got some guts to be the only one in the Senate and the House that voted no. That's crazy.
And all the keyboard warriors are like, tell me more about this Higgins character.
Mm-hmm.
Clay Higgins.
Man.
Let's do some research. Keep going, typing, Kat. Look up Clay Higgins. Find all the things. All the things.
All the things.
All the things.
We got to take a break. And then I can't believe the show's almost over. One more segment. What are we going to do?
Would you rather?
Would you rather? Bill Gates edition. We'll be back.
Welcome back to Right Side. I'm Amy Beth. She's Allison. He's JP.
You know what you haven't done?
What?
On this new show?
What have I not done?
You haven't called yourself Allison yet. You do it, or you have done it historically a few times.
You know what? Just wait. Stay tuned.
Okay. I'm proud of you.
I'm concentrating.
Keeping it straight.
Doing my best. So, okay, you guys, what's going to break overnight with this story? What's your hot take on this Epstein stuff, since we're all basically over it, since they've dragged it out for forever? Before we do would you rather questions.
What's going to happen?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a group text that I'm on, and the, you know, it's just dropping that the Senate passed it, but they're all asking the same questions that we're talking about. Like, why now? What's changed? Is this all just a big act? I'm predicting they're going... Remember Kash Patel in the Senate hearing or in the hearing? No, I guess I was in the House because it was Thomas Massie. Anyway, him saying, I have turned over all the files I have. And I put that in quotation marks. So to me, this is going to be one of those, we're going to turn over all the files we have and make them public. But it's really not going to be all the files. They're going to disappear.
Oh, yes.
Do you know what I'm saying? They're technically not lying. Like, Kash Patel's, like, from what I've seen, there is not a list, is what he was saying. But really what that means is there is a list. I just haven't looked at the paper. But he can do it and not lie to Congress. I think there's some shenanigans.
For sure.
I think tomorrow Trump is going to sign the bill to release the Epstein files. And then eventually the Epstein files will come out and it'll be a whole lot of redacted.
I think so.
I don't think there was anything in the bill that had them all to be, I don't think they can ask for them all to be unredacted, but I think you'll be seeing a lot of pages with just blacked out. Yeah. It's probably going to be a lot of shenanigans.
It's not going to be anything we don't know. It's going to be like the Ashley Madison list. Okay, well, we already thought they were gross, so. Okay. Do you know what I mean? Okay. Because I mean, what are you going to do with this now? You can't blackmail them if it's redacted or it's out there. What are you going to do? I mean, that's why you take people on foreign trips when they first get into office, so they vote differently when they come back. And you got stuff on them. Now it's all out there.
Yeah.
So I like that plausible deniability. This is all I have. I mean, it's just like a kid with their teacher. I didn't hear you say that because you were in the bathroom, but it's on the board.
Right.
You know, like, yep. Do your homework, math lesson 54, all the problems.
But I never heard you. You never said it.
You didn't say it. Yeah. That's a perfect parent tactic. Mm-hmm. This is all I have.
And it works.
Every time.
And if you can be charged with, like, lying to Congress and go to jail, it's the perfect workaround. We'll see. So you think Trump signs it? I mean, he has no choice. But
yeah, he's going to sign it. Yeah. I think he's just wanting to get this over with. But yeah, they're definitely not going to release anything groundbreaking. There may be some weird stuff that people go, what? And then it gets a headline or two, but nothing substantial will come from it.
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is that funny?
What?
Is anybody with Alabama ties on that list?
Or yes.
In this?
Who?
Oh, do you know who?
No.
You said that very quickly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out.
We will find out if it's not redacted.
Just the odds.
If it's not blacked out.
Everybody, may the odds be ever in your favor.
Yeah. Me? No, I'm on the Epstein.
I'm just saying, based on statistics, the odds, the probability, probably one person with ties to Alabama. Maybe it's that they... I'm not going to say the name of the town. I'm not going to say it. Maybe they're from Slap Out or something. And they haven't been back in 50 years.
Wait, what's the skillet lick?
Lick skillet.
Lick skillet.
Lick skillet, Alabama's got somebody on the Epstein files. Yeah.
That's right next to Lacey
Yes or
Spring.
No? Yes or no? On somebody from Alabama on the list?
Nah.
Allison?
Of course.
Of course. We'll see. We'll bet chocolate on it.
Good chocolate. Dark chocolate. I don't do that milk chocolate.
Dude, what is wrong with
you? I told you you could have that bag. Y'all, thanks for joining us today. We made it through another day. We'll see you tomorrow. We've got Chairman John Wall coming on tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. Y'all have a good night.